Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to talk about cemeteries, not necessarily a real jolly topic, but nevertheless, and abandoned cemeteries, even less of a happy
topic. Yes, this one is a very sad story.
But you all get called in, the Historical Commission does, when an abandoned cemetery is discovered.
Yes, and we have a gentleman on our committee, John Bird. He's a retired Boy Scout executive. He loves walking through the woods and across the pastures, and and people will. He sits around the coffee shops with the old men, and they'll say, "Well, you know, there's a cemetery down there." But I got an email from a woman out around Granbury, whose family was buried here in the northeast part of the county, and I don't have those road numbers, but anyhow, it's almost in Delta, it's almost in Hopkins, it's almost in Fannin, but it's in Hunt.
But this was either in or near the old community of Mud Dig.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And this happened in 1901. This family were sharecropping. They had a daughter, Nancy, who was married, and she and her husband were homesteading in the Oklahoma Panhandle. When they rode the train back to Ladonia and came to meet for a visit. And so I think there were about five siblings. They were there. She had a sister who was married and had twin daughters. They were all there in this little probably four-room house. And Nancy had become exposed to what they call black smallpox. Instead of being a rash, it has black spots, and it's supposedly fatal every time you have it. So when Nancy got sick and died, they wrapped her body in a blanket, and a neighbor had survived smallpox. So he came over with his horse. They had wrapped her in this blanket, and he tied a rope around the blanket and pulled her body on his horse about a mile away. And there, some of the men, not the ones in the quarantine, but some of the neighbors, dug a mass grave. Within the next few days, Nancy's father died, and her twin nieces died, and then her mother died. Evidently the disease caused you to be disoriented, very confused. The mother got out of the house, and if you're in quarantine, you cannot leave. And there was a deputy sheriff there, and she was wandering around, and he shot her. And so there's five people in that grave.
And this qualifies as a cemetery.
Anytime you have one grave, you have a cemetery.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's with the Hunt County Historical Commission. This is what is considered a cemetery.
Yes.
Mass grave.
And
in the northern part of county, north of Commerce, and what used to be called Mud Dig.
Yes.
Yeah. And so now the thing is to protect that in some way?
Well, the Historical Commission, both in Austin and here in Hunt County, feel that it does, you know, if our relatives are buried, they should be respected. And we have people. If we're in this area of vast building, expansion, this is a concern we have. We offer a historic cemetery designation. It's a four-page form. We'll fill it out for you. We send it to Austin with, and the people in Austin check to make sure that this is a valid cemetery.
And then there is a designation that declares this is an abandoned cemetery and it's supposed to be respected and not torn up and not built upon.
There's no marker or anything for it at that stage. You can get a little plaque that says this is a historic designated cemetery. But the big thing is it goes to the courthouse, to the county clerk's office. You're charged a $25 fee, and it is attached to that piece of property. so that if somebody decides they're going to come in and build 100 new homes, they're going to have to leave this spot honored.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.